This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The next surah, on Monday, we talked about Surah Al-An'am. Today we're talking about Surah Al-A'raf. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-A'raf, the primary theme of Surah Al-A'raf is the battle between haq and batil. It is the battle between truth and falsehood. And this is why in the very beginning of the surah, when it comes to a battle between truth and falsehood, often people may feel a little pressure. They're going to feel that as if they want to comply with others. They want to make sure that they, make the message appealing to others. And a lot of times when you start to muddle up, when you change the message, then the person in front, the audience, they don't get the right message. And that is why in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it very clear to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that when it comes to speaking up the haq, you will not make any changes to the haq. The haq has to be spoken at the highest. Meaning that if you try to add in your few cents to make it appealing to others, because you're more worried about will they like my message or not, then the right message will not be delivered. And so that is why we find in Surah Al-A'raf the battle between haq and batil. And it is the very first story between haq and batil, between Adam alayhi salam and shaitan, that Allah mentions in the surah. Allah mentions the battle between haq and batil, the very last story that will happen, which is where? In the akhirah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says that on the day of judgment, the people of Jannah will call out to the people of Jahannam. The people of Jahannam will call out to the people of Jannah. Once again, the people who were on the haq will be in Jannah. And the people of Jannah will ask these people that what happened to all these promises you were given in this dunya? You were given so many promises. What happened to all these promises? And these people of Jahannam, who are the followers of Batil, they will say that we were given promises, but all those promises turn out to be false. And then these people of Jahannam will reach out to the people of Jannah, and they will say, "An afidu alayna min al-ma'i aw mimma razaqakum Allah." That because of the azab that we are suffering, can you please grant us anything from Jannah? "An afidu alayna," at least give us something from some water and so forth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, "Qalu inna Allah harramahuma 'alal kafirin." Allah has made this haram upon those who are the disbelievers. So there is a constant battle between haq and batil. And then after that, in the surah, Allah takes the stories, Allah mentions the stories of those who represented the haq, and they were talking to people who were representing the batil. Allah mentioned the story of Nuh alayhi salam. Allah mentioned the story of Shu'aib alayhi salam. Allah mentioned the story of Hud alayhi salam. Allah mentioned the story of Salih alayhi salam. And once again, from the beginning of the surah till the very end of the surah, we see the battle between haq and batil. And then at the end of the surah, Allah talks about the purpose of mankind. And Allah mentions this very well-known ayah that you and I, we have heard so many times. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. When we all were gathered before we came into this dunya, when all of our ruh and arwah, we were in alamul arwah, at that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He asked every single ruh that will come into this earth, that will come into this dunya, "Alastu bi rabbikum," am I not your Lord? And we all said, "Bala shahidana," yes you are, and you are the witness that we are stating the fact that you are our Rabb. This is what's mentioned at the end of Surah Al-A'raf. So we see that the beginning is the haq, the battle between haq and batil, and then at the end Allah talks about our true purpose of life. And that is why also at the end of the surah, Allah mentions that there are some people who don't understand their true purpose of life, and that is why they have ears but they don't listen to the truth. They have a heart but they cannot understand the truth. They have eyes but they cannot see the truth. Allah then says, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلٍ. They are like animals. In fact, they are worse than animals. Why? Because the animal in itself understands its purpose of life, and it has a certain purpose of life, whereas the human being does not understand their purpose of life. Now, in all this, there is a very beautiful passage where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He talks about our state, the state of those who were given the Qur'an and how they rejected the Qur'an. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the example of that of a dog. Now, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in the very beginning? He says, وَكَذَلِكَ نُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we have made clear everything, every ayah, everything that has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is crystal clear. There is no ambiguity. There is no confusion. There are no complexities in the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is very clear. It is very direct. Allah then says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ الَّذِي آتَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا. That recite unto them the news. The word naba, there's a difference between the word naba and the word khabar. They both mean news, but naba is in reference to something that is greater. عَمَّ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ عَنْ عَنِ النَّبَإِ الْعَظِيمِ. It's a greater news. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to what here? The Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, recite the Qur'an to them. آيَاتِنَا فَانْسَلَخَ مِنْهَا. The word فَانْسَلَخَ means to shed from something, to peel something off. So in, you know, just try to take the example of a human being, first of all, that this human being is such that it does not have the Qur'an. It has a life, it lives its 24-hour life, but in order to improve the state of mankind, going back to all the way to the time of the Prophet ﷺ, where mankind were living in a state of chaos, they have no understanding of who their true creator is. They have no purpose of life. Allah then grants them the Qur'an. And because of the Qur'an, their life becomes more beautiful. There's a sense of life. There's a purpose of life. There is a focus in life, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah is telling us here, there are some that the Prophet alayhi salam is reciting the ayat to them. And instead of absorbing these ayat, Allah says, فَانْسَلَخَ مِنْهَا. The word insalakha, as I said, it means to peel something off. Often it is referred to shedding something. When you look at the snake, for example, the snake sheds its skin. So few times a year, the skin is gone, but the skin is lying around, but the snake is somewhere else. Likewise, Allah is saying that we are shedding the Qur'an for many people, meaning that we have slipped out of the Qur'an, we're living our life, we have a Muslim name, we may have a Muslim family, we may do some basic things as Muslims do, but the Qur'an is not in our heart. We are not living our life with the Qur'an. We have shed and we have gone clear of the Qur'an. Allah then says, when a person has the Qur'an and they slip out of the Qur'an, meaning the Qur'an is somewhere else and their life is somewhere else, Allah then says, فَأَتْبَعَهُ الشَّيْطَانِ. Then shaitan begins to follow them very, very carefully. The word tabi'a in the Arabic language means to follow something. فَأَتْبَعَ. أَتْبَعَ means shaitan is playing a more careful role and he's following a person 24/7. And as a result of shaitan following him, what happens? فَكَانَ مِنَ الْغَاوِينَ. He's amongst those who have gone far from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah then says, وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَرَفَعْنَاهُ بِهَا. If we wanted, we would have elevated him. Meaning, the Qur'an could have taken them to a whole new place on earth. Could have taken their iman to a whole new place. But what did they do? وَلَكِنَّهُ أَخْلَدَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. They began to live on earth as if this is the place where they will live forever. وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَى. And they began to follow their desires. As a result, فَمَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ الْكَلْبِ. Their example is like that of a dog. Now, often, first of all, the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the reference of a dog in itself is very humiliating. See, in the Quran, you will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives many examples of animals and so forth. When he talked about the ulama of Bani Israel, who acquired a lot of knowledge, but there was no action, Allah gave them the reference of himar. كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارًا. They are like a bunch of donkeys that are just carrying a lot of books. Meaning that if you put a lot of books on a donkey, it does not benefit the donkey. You understand? Likewise, these ulama of Bani Israel, they were such. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fact that he's mentioning here, al-kalb, is already humiliating in itself. But what is Allah saying over here? إِن تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْهِ يَلْهَثْ أَوْ تَتْرُكُ يَلْهَثْ. The state of the dog, especially not just any dog, these are the strayed dogs. A stray dog, if you look at a trained dog versus a strayed dog, there's a difference. The trained dog knows how to behave and so forth, and they go through a training process. Whereas a strayed dog, you see a lot of times they do whatever they want to do. And a lot of times while they're walking, their tongues are going to be sticking out and they're panting. Now, often when you just read and just learn about this, the dog is usually, you know, it's hanging its tongue because of pressure. Sometimes you put something on the dog and or the dog is carrying something, or is thirsty, or is overwhelmed, or is tired, or is thirsty, it hangs out its tongue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying about this dog, in tahmil alayhi, if you put some burden on the dog and it walks, of course it's going to be sweating. Of course it's going to be out of breath. So the tongue is hanging out. أو تتركه يلهث. Or even if you don't put anything on that dog is still going to be hanging. His tongue is going to be hanging out and is going to be panting. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, in the state of this dog, no matter whether you put something on it or you don't put something on it, the reaction of the dog is still the same. Likewise, there are people that even with the Quran or without the Quran, they are still the same. The Quran has absolutely no impact in their life. Islam has no impact on their life. And then Allah says, ذَلِكَ مَثَلُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. This is the example of those who rejected the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَقُصُصِ الْقَصَصَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. That explain or tell these stories to your people so that they may be able to reflect on these stories and the lessons of these stories. The point is, brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us Ramadan so we can connect with the Quran. The focus and the test is not Ramadan in itself. It's easy to read the Quran in Ramadan. It's easy to come and finish an entire Khatm al-Quran in the month of Ramadan. It's easy to apply the Quran to a certain degree in our life. The test is not now, brothers and sisters. The test is after Ramadan. This is why we are given Ramadan, to make that change in our life. We have the Quran. Many people, they say, I have all these challenges. We look at the Muslim state and so forth, or the affairs of the Islamic world and so forth. Why are we in this position and so forth? Wallahi, the reason why we are in this position is because we neglected the Quran. Simple as that. We can come up with all these different excuses and so forth, and they're valid to a certain degree. I'm not completely negating them, but the ultimate reason why we are, our ummah today is in this state, is because Allah gave us the Quran. But what did we do? فَانْسَلَخَ مِنْهَا. We slipped out of the Quran. We shed the Quran, and we are living a life, one life, and the Quran is telling us to live another life. So this is where we need to bring that change into our life. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He makes us from amongst those who read the Quran, but then we apply the Quran in our life. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Wa jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون.